At this point, it's probably safe to say that most everyone knows at least a little bit about the rising problem of brain injuries in the sport of football. After all, you've pretty much hit the mainstream once you have a movie titled Concussion featuring Will Smith, and that movie came out 3 years ago. Sadly, along the way, we've seen some of the sport's legends, such as Mike Webster, Dave Duerson, and Junior Seau, fall by the wayside, dying far too young and later being diagnosed with severe brain trauma. And we've seen the NFL's vigorous effort to control the narrative, even while more players retire young to preserve their long-term health.
We've had 40 different rule changes that are all designed on making the game safer.
But do we really know what it's like for players who suffer brain trauma? Do we understand how it affects their families and their friends? What efforts are being made to make football safer, if that is even possible? And what does all of this mean for the future of the sport itself?
How do you make the game safer? You don't play.
I'm Bob Harkins, host of the Raise Sports podcast. In season one, we're going to work to answer all of these questions as we tackle the crisis facing America's favorite sport, concussions, CTE, brain trauma in football.
It's not a success story when people get addicted to anything. Our family is still broken.
I think, oh my God, my brother is hurting. He's crying for help. What are you people doing? His own dad even went to the sheriff's department and told the sheriff that he was afraid he was going to find his son hanging one day. His dad didn't find him hanging. I did.
These are some of the stories we're going to share in season one. Personal stories from a variety of angles, told by those who have been touched directly by this crisis. We'll talk to moms, to wives, to siblings of players who have suffered brain trauma, and find out what they're doing to move forward. We'll take a look at efforts being made to make the sport safer, and we'll address the impact all of this is having at the youth level.
I don't think we're going to end the greatness of America if kids play flag football until they're old enough to be able to understand the risk.
I cannot tell these parents what to do and how to take care of their kids, but I can give them the awareness. This is how your brain functions work. This is what brain injury and brain trauma means.
What does all of this mean? Where will the medical research take us? How will this affect the future of the sport itself? In the long run, is it all worth it?
Should have never let him play. From the very first impact he had, he never had a chance.
Subscribe to Raise Sports wherever you get your podcasts and watch for episode 1 coming September 6th.